I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Back to the Tommy John Show. I'm your host, Tommy Johns, joined by none other than Dapper Dan on the ones and twos and the threes and fours. How's it going, dude?
It's going. Right out the door.
Yeah.
I'm a Dapper Dan man myself, you know.
Yeah.
Pomade.
Super, super dapper. I mean, that's what you're known for. I think it's something.
That's what I'm known for. I gotta work harder to change what I'm known for.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. What do you want to be known for?
Everything. The Everything. Adventurer. You know.
Yeah.
Time traveler. We're getting there.
We're getting there.
I've almost figured it out.
What do you think? Fuck, dude. I mean, all right. It's like obviously you have your time traveling ideas, right?
Yeah.
For your did we talk about it on we've talked about it.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
I ramble about it from time to time.
Your novel.
My novel? Yes.
But your novel aside, right? When would you like to time travel? Like what's your top five places, like times you would time travel to?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I'd want to time travel. I just want to know time travel exists, because there's probably a lot of consequences as far as, like, I don't know if are we talking about like
right.
a consequence-free time travel?
Yeah, like you're not going to Marty McFly anything.
All right.
Like you're just going and you get to experience it and. And, like, you can't go and, like, be like, oh, look at this iPhone or something like that, you know?
What do you mean? I can't bring an iPhone?
No, you can, but you can't go to, like,
the
70s to, like, Steve Jobs
like
and be like, you did
future.
This.
I think the future would be cool. I don't know a specific date, but in the past.
Yeah, the future's hard to pick a date. I mean, what, 100 years later, 1,000 years?
In the past, I feel like anytime I go back to, I'd just be like, oh, man, things were weird. I'd probably like to go back and talk to, like, Nikola Tesla, but he'd be I wouldn't understand what he's talking about. Like, man, cool.
I mean, was English his first language?
I don't know. I don't believe so.
Because in The Prestige, he had an accent. So I don't know if he was, like, Russian. Or something like that. Does that make sense? Didn't you just read a book about him?
Yeah, I read,
I guess maybe it's not a biography.
He immigrated to the United States in 1884 and sold patent rights to his system of alternating currents.
Okay.
So he wasn't.
Oh, it doesn't say where from? Is there like a born? Like, where is he born?
He was not born. He's an alien and he just appeared.
All right. I mean, that makes sense.
Where I'm looking. Where was Nikola Tesla born? Hey Siri.
Croatia.
Hey robot. Croatia.
Yeah. So he's you know Eastern Bloc kind of guy. Anyway, yeah. So you would want to go meet him.
I don't know specifically. Like I put on the spot. I don't know. I'd have to think about it more. I think that's especially five. That's a lot of options. There's so many times you could go back to.
Yeah.
Would you go back and change things?
Some things. All right. Let's say we could go back and change something.
Okay.
Number one, I go back to right before I was recording the first episode of this podcast and tell myself, don't do it.
Don't ever do it.
It's not worth it, brother. No, kidding. I don't know. I mean... You know, everybody's like, oh, I'd kill baby Hitler.
Baby Hitler?
Well, I mean, it's probably easier, right?
Yeah, but then what if someone like smarter and like someone that would win?
Yeah, you know, exactly. Like somebody else comes up.
And then you have to go back and kill him.
Yeah.
And it's just a constant. Then you become the Hitler of killing Hitlers because you just do it infinite times.
Like really, really good at it, though.
Yeah. Then you just get. Yeah, it's messed up.
It is. I don't know. I think Norm MacDonald has a.
You could kill a baby.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if I knew it was Hitler, right? I could do that.
Yeah, what if someone walked in? That's not Hitler. Ah, fuck.
Oh.
It makes you a monster.
It's Adolf Himmler. God damn it. I can't read these phone books from 1901. Probably something. He might have been a baby around then. No, he's a little bit older. Maybe he's in the 1890s. Let's just say that. For sake of being accurate on this podcast. Would you change anything? Would you kill baby Hitler?
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I mean, the past is messy. Especially with consequences. Because who knows what could happen? You'd be like, hopefully... I'd probably try and, if I were to go back, I'd try and find a way to subtly restructure things so that there was more focus on knowledge. Like restructure the school systems rather than, you know, so that they're not designed in the way that they're currently designed.
Yeah, yeah.
Like something like that. I feel like if you're going to affect something, I don't know going back and killing a single person is going to – you'd have to go back and do things, you know?
You
just like, killing a baby, cool. This probably won't cause issues. You know, that could start a worse war where they're like, yeah, some dude just came in and killed a baby Hitler. He was going to be a national treasure in, you know, as far as in their eyes.
Yeah.
And
well,
that starts the worst world war where we blow everything up. You get back to the, because would you be going back to the future or would you be staying there?
No, I'd go back. I gotta see what happens.
But if you could just watch it on like a TV, you do something, then you can just turn back. All right, let's see what happens.
Oh, maybe. I mean, no, I wouldn't want to stay. I like the future. It's actually, we have it pretty good.
Yeah.
In all honesty. I mean, some things suck, but, like, a lot of things sucked before.
So, I have a question. I just watched Groundhog's Day, starring Bill Murray.
Yesterday. Yeah.
Yesterday. Yeah. So.
Okay.
And I, would you do that if you had the option? Live the same day. And then I'm gonna tell you how many years it's supposed to have been that he lives that same day.
So wait, I mean, isn't it supposed to be kind of a nightmare though?
Yeah,
like it's like not a good thing. Like why would I choose to do this?
Well, I'm saying that I'm posing the question, would you choose if there was like a time limit? Like if you could redo a day.
If there was a time limit. So
but you
like
didn't know how like what if it was cuz one the writer says that it's 10,000 years. The guy who wrote it said that he had to live that day out 10,000 years. The director said it's only 10 years. He said he more interprets it as 10 years with Bill Murray. So would you, if it was 10 years, or like say it was less, say it's like a lottery, you could redo a day, like you'd be like, all right, you can redo this day. It could be 3 days that you get to redo it, could be 10 years. Would you go in?
I guess...
Yeah?
I guess, yeah. I think so. Because I think you could probably...
I agree. I think if it was... That was the limit. If 10 years... It's because you could learn a lot. You could learn a lot about everything. Yourself, your... Like 10... Or you just get, you know...
I got a question. Something. So, like, you... From day to day, you remember everything, right?
Yeah.
But does your body, like, if I was, like, to be, like, I'm going to, like, I don't know how long I'm going to be reliving this day. I'm going to get, like, ripped. Will my body get ripped
No, it's so think of it as
my consciousness is
consciousness. So it's infinite timelines that you just repeat the same day. Like if you die, you just die in a different timeline, but your consciousness is just going to that day again, and it just repeats. You can't. The only thing you can is remember. Your consciousness can store memory, and that's I don't know. That's how we're
all right. Find
the rules for this.
I think I'd still do it.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. I mean, I would want to know exactly how long, though.
You would? Yeah, who wouldn't? But that's why it's a.
Yeah. Because, you got to. You're setting yourself up for a perfect future almost in one day. You have to optimize that one day. So that when you finally do wake up the next day.
But my question is how often would you use this? Like, say you get it and it's 3 days. It's like, all right, cool. That was good. Would you dip back in? Say you got the 10-year and you just get out of 10-year, would you go back in? I mean, who can fathom that? Who can fathom 10 years the same day?
I couldn't do it again. I
couldn't do 10,000 years. You would lose your... The fact that he would lose his mind.
100%.
In my opinion. Maybe that the homeless guy, there's a homeless guy that keeps dying.
Yeah.
That's him in an alternate that he's done it 10,000 times.
Jeez. I mean, I think... I think I'd do it. Like the 10 years I think even 10 years you lose your mind. Right? Because you got to think of it almost as like solitary confinement in a way. Because you're the only one who knows what's really going on.
And that's true.
Nobody else can really affect, nothing affects them.
I was thinking about this too. 51st Days is like reverse Groundhog's Day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like everyone else, she wakes up. For her, it's Groundhog's Day.
I love what was the sci-fi movie with Tom Cruise, Edge of Tomorrow. That was sci-fi version of Groundhog Day.
Yep.
That game, or not game, that movie was awesome, and I mean similar, and it just kind of gave a little more of a sci-fi explanation as to why he kept reliving it.
Yeah, no, I liked it. I enjoyed that movie.
Yeah, good. I'm glad.
I like time movies, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Looper. Looper's one of my favorite time movies.
Yeah, Looper is a great film.
That movie's awesome. The way it looks, you know, the way it plays out, it's awesome. So good.
It is.
Bruce Willis is crazy, but what can you do?
What can you do?
So I'm going back in time. I don't know what I would change. I don't, you know, what's good to change? Nothing really.
I mean, I guess if it's a sandbox, if it's like a simulation, then doesn't matter, change everything.
Yeah, why not? True.
You could just keep going back to the point.
God.
All right, well, wish granted. You can do this now.
I can.
Good luck. Yep, good luck.
All right, see you. I mean, I guess people are...
Are you leaving?
Finished the podcast, and I'll leave.
Yeah, and then you can go travel throughout time and live the same day
for
10 years, potentially.
10 years. I'd lose my mind. No doubt.
What if like, tomorrow or the next podcast? Dude, I lived a day for that long.
No, next podcast is like, I lived... that last podcast a thousand times or something.
Except
like that.
You'd be talking about it now.
True. This could be the first day, though.
Oh, this could be the first day.
Right, there has to be a first. And I'm still an asshole, right? So I haven't learned my lesson.
After all, after 10,000 years, 10 years.
Yeah. So by the time we've recorded this podcast...
We'll also be professional podcasters by that point, or at least
You'll be able
host the hell out of the show.
Yeah. Just keep
it'll be a whole song. Like, yeah, I actually we have different versions of it.
Yeah. Like
the one's a musical that you wrote.
Yeah, right. And then that'd be cool if you could each time somehow save it, right? And then when you finally get out, I mean, that's impossible because, you know, you're living the same day over and over again. But that'd be kind of cool.
Saved.
You know, in the movie of this thing happening to me, the montage would be awesome.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, Groundhog Day. So the movie's still good, holds up?
Oh, dude, it always holds up.
Yeah, it's a good movie. So we had a snowstorm the other day up here in the Northeast. How was that for you?
It was quite snowy.
Yes, we got about a foot where I'm at.
Yeah, that's about what we got. A lot of shoveling. Snow.
Yeah. I don't have to shovel because I live in an apartment complex, but I can imagine it was bad.
We were open in the middle of it. I worked on Monday all the way through it, and people came because nowhere else. We sold like all of our bread. People bought bread.
Holy smokes. I forgot you guys sold bread.
Yeah, we sell a lot of bread. Now we got cakes, we got bread, we got cheese, we got a lot of stuff. We sell. He's got crackers.
Watch your language.
And cheese, or we got alcohol too.
Oh yeah, it's a liquor store, right?
Yeah, it's a liquor store. Okay.
But like busy. Other than that, or just
yeah, it was busy. It was just busy. Like it was from Monday. It was in the middle of a storm. It snowed the entire day.
Yeah, it snowed into the next day. I don't know about it down by you, but it snowed into the next day for me too.
It snowed.
But that I think Sunday night when it started, like I guess mid afternoon.
Yeah.
We just didn't have any food in the house, so I was like, I'm going to just see if any pizzeria's open. And I called one that I normally go to, and they didn't answer. And then I called another one that it's close, maybe even closer than the other one, that I just never had for some reason.
Yeah.
And a guy answers, he's like, hey, what's up? I'm like, you guys doing takeout? You know, he's like, yeah, we're closing 15 minutes, but I'll make you something. I was like, oh, yeah. And then I told him what I wanted. It was a pizza and some wings for those at home or wondering. And I'm like, all right, I'll be right down there. And it was pretty slick out already. So I was like slipping and sliding down the highway to get there. But it's all right.
You
got there.
Pizzas and wings.
Yeah,
got
man.
There, boom.
But I go in and the guy just like, you know, the guy's the roads. I'm like, you know, they're getting bad, but hopefully you'll be able to get home. He's like, yeah, whatever. And he's like being like super nice. And now I think there's this thing in Jersey where we live where like pizza's just good, right? Like there's no shortage of good pizzerias.
I agree.
Like it's we crazy. Have the best pizza, probably the best pizza state, I would argue, as a whole.
That are New York. I mean, New York's got good pizza too.
You know, Connecticut just said that they're the best pizza state today. I haven't had any Connecticut pizza, but it's hard
really,
for me to believe.
I don't know. Yeah, I can't say for sure. I could have fantastic pizza in Connecticut.
I think they just probably don't really have anything else to.
I can tell you who doesn't have the best pizza. California.
Yeah.
Does not have a good pizza.
California, so, like, Florida.
There's some like artisanal pizzas that I had. Like there was like a lobster pizza was good, but like it wasn't, it's not what I'm looking for like pizza, you know what I mean? That's like it was like $30 and I was like, all right, cool, but fucking, and it wasn't even that big, but delicious, but not like pizza, you know, not like a good slice.
Yeah No, and I get that, and so there's, it's hard to figure out like which pizzeria you want to go to normally, right? Especially, I've lived here now since May. And we've tried a couple different places. And we just kind of stuck with this one place. It was, like, good. They had, like, a good, like, chicken Caesar pizza that was awesome. Just kept going back there, but they were closed. So I went to this other place. Giovanni's is called. You know, good Italian name, which is a good way to start, right? Going in there.
Good way to start.
Yeah, and and I'm talking to the guy, and I don't know if he was Giovanni, but he very well could have been Guido. Like, not like Guido, like Jersey Shore Guido. Like, Guido, like, yo, how's your family? Like, kind of that, you know? Like, how's your mother?
How's your mother?
Yeah, you kind of like, you're not like, you know, like.
Hey, dog. Say hi to your mother for me.
Say hi to my. So, like, he was like that, right? And, like, super nice. He's like, yo, how's it going, boss? I'm like, it's good. And the first thing I noticed is, like, all right, I'm getting the wings together and the pizza should be done in a few. First thing I noticed when I knew this place was going to be good is I hear him in the back putting the wings into, like, the tin. And I heard him, you know, puncture the top, you know, the plastic part on top, which any pro knows that's how you keep the wings, you know, nice and crisp. For when, like, travel.
You don't want them to get soggy.
Yeah, you don't want them to steam. And I've gotten a lot of places that don't puncture the top, and I get, like, these soggy wings. Still eat them, but.
Good for you.
So, yeah, good for me.
You're a champ.
I know. I'm a real champ. And I hear that. I'm like, oh, yeah, these fucking wings should be good. And they were. And they weren't, like, super bready either. They were, like kind of, like, real crisp. Maybe a little bit of breading, but not a lot, which I think is better that way. Because, like, more breading gets, like, you know, like cluck you.
Sometimes I do like the cluck yous, though.
Yeah, no, I like it, too, like, in a pinch, right?
But it's not the best wing. It's just, like, it's a lot of bread.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it is, like, I can have, like, two. You get, like, a little chicken, and it's covered with, like, kind of soggy bread.
It's like those are wings for like when you want a meal and it's just wings, right?
Yeah. Yes. Because those that you can just get like six wings. And you're like, Jesus, those things filled you up.
Yeah.
But again, it's kind of like a gross filled up because it's a lot of just that bready. I wish they were a little more crunchy, too. Like I wish those were like fried.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the problem with them because they do fry the wings, right? Like at Nicola's, I think we're talking about Cluck You, but
yeah.
But then they like toss it in the sauce, and like this, like the sauce on the bread has maybe like 5 minutes before it gets a little soggy, you know.
Yeah.
Like even if soggy. You do puncture the top, but anyway, this guy punctures the top. I hear it in the back. I don't even see it. I hear it, and I know what he's doing. I'm like, this guy's a pro. I'm probably coming here for the rest of my time in this area. And then he takes out the pizza. We got a cheesesteak pizza. And as you know, a good cheesesteak pizza is a real, you know, like a game changer.
Yeah.
Like Maria Rosa has a banging cheesesteak pizza.
That's
true. And I mean, so good. He takes out the pizza. It's like perfectly cooked, not like mishmashing all over the place, which we always had problems with at like Nicola's and stuff when we were working.
Everything falls off.
And cooked it perfectly, like, you know, it because cheesesteak pizza's got a lot of shit on it, right?
Yeah, and like, you gotta, it has to have the bottom has to be cooked enough so that you kind of fold it and it's not, you know, the shit's not gonna fall off.
Mm-hmm. And
Maria Rosa makes a fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Just you talking about them, like, damn, I could go for
they those. They're some of the best. They are some of the best over there. But, so this pizza comes out of the oven. I'm looking at it. It looks amazing. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to fuck this thing up. And then, you know, then, like, he went the extra mile. And I know that it was, like, the end of the night, snow. He probably wasn't going to, I mean, like, he might have opened the next day, but he didn't know. But he's like, hey, listen, here. Take this, like, you know how like they have the pizza out for like slices and stuff. He's like, here, have a slice of eggplant, two Sicilians, and give me a whole pepperoni like Stromboli roll for
really?
Free. And I was like, dude, thanks. And he's like, yeah, no problem. Just heat it up in the oven when you get home. I was like, dude, you're the best. And like that was the game changing, like factor for me for like, oh, I'm going back to Giovanni's, you know, for years to come.
Hey, this was, they you treat know. You right, and they earn your business. That's great. I'm going to Giovanni's now too to get a cheesesteak pizza. Well, did it hold up?
Dude, the pizza was amazing.
Amazing. Okay.
It was like, you know, it was like everything you'd hope, like when you want to order a pizza. Like, I'm not going to come out here and say it's like.
It was everything you hope when you order a pizza. Okay. That is a bold statement to live up to.
Well, yeah, let me put it into some context here. I'm not going to come out here and say it's like the best pizza ever. Right.
Okay.
But like when you have that thought in your head, it's like, man, I want a pizza. Let me order from a local pizzeria. Like that thought, like how you expect it, like how it should be, was how the pizza was.
Fair enough.
Not flawed. I mean, it was just like well made. And that's, man. You know, and next time you're up, maybe we'll have to get a cheesesteak pizza and hopefully it lives up to the hype.
I think it will. I think it will. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And probably going to get one from Maria Rose.
Yeah. Yeah.
But a lot of snow.
A lot of snow, man. Yeah. So, you know, that was my note in my phone. It was like for the pod. I was like, oh, let's talk about the snow pizza. And I just did. And, you know, it's, you know, it was good and worth it. And then, you know, and then February, we're trying to eat healthy. So that was the last hurrah anyway. So,
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
But also I want to talk about, like, in our last hurrah weekend there in January, we also went to this burger place by us. And the burgers were decent. I mean, nothing to write home about, but they had hot dogs. So we got tried some hot dogs. And I shit you not, man, the circumference, like, of this hot dog was, like, Heron Glen level hot dogs.
Oh, really?
And for the people who don't know, Heron Glen is a golf course where we played in high school. And they had these hot dogs. Like, for they had no business having these amazing hot dogs at this golf course.
It was like a shack. Their clubhouse was it literally was like a shack.
Yeah.
And it just, they had these fantastic hot dogs.
So good. I mean, and so the only thing that I like better about – I like my hot dogs a little more well done. And theirs was never really kind of well done. They're kind of
Yeah, because they were just on that little spindle.
Mm-hmm.
I like put them on the grill or toast them in like a pan after they're like boiled. But those ones were just spinning on the
– So this place kind of like did – I think they fried them. They get like a ripper at this place. Like
Oh, yeah. That's good too.
Yeah, yeah. So, I just wanted to put that out there that, you know, I had a good hot dog, and I think it's worth talking about.
You had a good glizzy.
It was a pretty good. It was a good glizzy, as they say, a GG. But yeah, dude. I mean, I got one other thing I want to talk about before we get to our main topic. Okay. Unless you have something.
I got nothing.
You got nothing. Well, I just want to talk about a little bit of experience that I had. That felt like it was out of a movie that I think I would have loved if it was real. Okay. So, I, as many people know, I am a avid lover of sushi. Right? Okay. Do you like sushi?
I've had sushi once this week at least.
I thought you were saying 10 times today.
No. Yep, couldn't stop.
But...
Have you ever made sushi?
No, but I just got a kit for my birthday, so.
I'm looking into getting one because I really want to try and make some.
Yeah, we're going to try soon. And I got a good fish market right by me. It's called your mom. No, I was kidding.
I was kidding. Man. You beat me to it, Joe.
But it was a sushi. So I ordered sushi from this place, and I'm there to pick it up. They got good, decent sushi. This has nothing to do with the sushi.
Okay.
Just that I'm there. I'm just given the setting. It's a place. And it's like one of those like Asian places that, you know, feel kind of like dark and dungeony, but like, you know, but nice, like with a golden light in it. If you can picture that.
You know, those nice dark dungeons.
Yeah. Well, it's not like dungeony. It's like a little bit like the the lighting is like soft in there, but like you could see everything. So I pay for my sushi and it's not ready yet, and I'm waiting for it, and I'm standing there, and I look over to the right, and the men's bathroom door opens, and the men's bathroom door light is on, and out walks, you know, an Asian man who works there with a headlamp on.
Okay.
Looks at me, like the headlight lamp hits my face, and then he just walks into the kitchen, and so I was like, okay, why did he need a headlamp in the bathroom? So while I was waiting for the sushi, I went to the bathroom, took a look around, took a leak. There was nothing in there that seemed to warrant a headlamp. So I'd like to think that that guy just wears a headlamp all the time. Maybe that's just his hat of choice.
Nothing wrong with a headlamp.
Or
what type of headlamp? Like, what are we talking about? Like one of those bands that wrap around? That
yeah, like a little band that wraps around, like when you, like a coal miner would wear.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he was like.
Maybe he's got a side job.
Maybe. Oh no, it'd be funny if like, you know, you remember those Chilean miners that got stuck like 10 or 12 years ago?
I don't remember. I mean, I think I remember it on the news.
Yeah, it was
I
like
remember there was a movie.
Yeah, I think they probably made a movie after it. But there was like a ton of Chilean miners, and they all got out. But I was thinking, it was like, what if he was one of them, and he's just now getting out, and like instead of him going out the normal way, he was like he got into like stuck in the mine with all those guys, and they're like, oh, we'll just wait for someone to save us, and he's like, fuck that. I'll dig the other way. And like,
this guy's super resourceful.
Yeah. And he's for 10 years, he was digging the other way from Chile and just now came up in a Japanese restaurant bathroom. And he's like, oh shit, I'm here. And then he's like, oh, well, I might as well start cooking.
Mentally okay. Just scream from light and not seeing people for 10 years.
Yeah. I think he, I mean, I didn't talk to the guy. He could have been unstable.
What did he eat?
I mean, he could have, like, did, like, an earthworm kind of thing, right?
But what if there's cities underground? And he finally. Let's construct that. That makes more sense.
Oh, yeah. No, he found the ancient kingdom of dwarves. That, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they helped him, and they taught him. And they told him, never take off your headlamp.
It's like the Mandalorian. The number one it's rule his down mask. Here.
Yeah.
Or helmet, and, whatever Mandalorian wears.
I like that story better.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's somewhat feasible, right? Somewhat. But,
somewhat.
Just wanted to share that. And I think that character, you know, with a little workshopping could be full-blown member of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Headlamp man.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. The end of my night. But anyway, let's get to the main topic here.
Okay.
GameStop. What do you know about GameStop, Dan?
What do I know about GameStop?
Yeah.
I know it's the foremost authority on games.
It really is.
Go to there, I stop, drop, turn around, open up shop.
Okay.
Yeah, I know a fair bit about GameStop.
So if anybody's been following the news, it's probably one of the biggest things that happened in the past 2 weeks. GameStop stock started shooting up, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just was shooting up.
And the reason.
Up, 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 up.
The reason it was. Did you buy any?
I bought 24 shares at $300 each.
Did you?
No. I didn't buy any shares. Okay. I was just watching it. It was cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess to simplify it, GameStop obviously is pretty much an unviable business at this point. Everybody downloads their video games. And when the pandemic hit, they dropped to like $10 a share, $8 a share.
It was getting shorted, though.
Yeah. So
like
the
crazy.
Yeah, everybody's shorting it. And then a Reddit page, Wall Street Bets, I think it was called.
Yep.
Was like, all right, well, we'll all buy it and shoot the price up. And that happened. And it's headed to the moon.
Musky daddy's taking it to the moon. Elon Musk stepped in. A bunch of billionaires stepped in because the SEC or SEC.
I think it's SEC.
Yeah, they restricted trading. For you could only sell your shares.
Yeah, yeah. What they capped it at like a certain point when it hit, what was it, $400?
They halted trading, and then at the one day they without really any, so they were getting a clearinghouse needed Robinhood to pay $3 billion to them for the transactions going on.
Wow.
So they were and Elon Musk did a whole like talk with the CEO of Robinhood about it on a Clubhouse, actually.
Nice. I'm on Clubhouse.
Yeah. And so the guy was explaining what happened, and Elon Musk was like, well, it sounds like whoever this clearinghouse is, because the clearinghouse isn't like a public, it can be a private entity.
Yeah.
He was like, whoever, like, they pretty much were like, pay us $3 billion, otherwise. So that's why there's kind of some shady shit going on.
Yeah, I know people were pretty pissed off about Robinhood, right? Like, because they stopped letting people trade GameStop,
like all of,
AMC,
all of, like,
Nokia.
AMC, yeah, all the stocks that they targeted, they stopped letting them. You could only buy like one share, or if you tried to buy another share, you exceeded the maximum amount of shares you were allowed to buy. And they really restricted it, and it was, people were mad because some people made a lot or were making a lot of money, and the CEO of Robinhood was like, well, we didn't, like, when people have, you know, shares, they often will get way more mad if they can't sell, and that's why we allowed selling, because we didn't want crazy panic or crazy. But I think it was to appease the billionaire hedge funds, you know, that they are owned by, like, they got a substantial amount of their company. I think it was like a venture capitalist or a hedge fund that gave Citadel, I believe. But yeah, going to the moon. Let's take
everybody's like, hold the line.
Hold the line. Yeah, they're just... I don't know if it's going to go back, perhaps. If I don't fully understand it, I know why it went up to what it did because of the short squeeze, but now I don't know what it's like, the outstanding float is, what the short is, and there's other things going on than just that. They caught them off guard and it drove these stocks up, but now these guys know what they're doing, and they have access to Reddit. You know, they can see exactly what you're going to do and counteract it. So,
yeah,
it's kind of fucked up.
It's definitely fucked up because, like, you know, these hedge fund managers manipulate the market all the time, and as soon as, you know, little guy does it, he's like, oh well, this can't be happening. They're like on like MSNBC, like crying. Because they're losing money.
Yeah,
like,
they're bitching. That's the thing. These billionaires, billionaires.
Mm-hmm. Like more money than we'll ever be able to fathom. Unless you join the Patreon, patreon.com/TommyJohns. But yeah, continue.
Let's get it to a billion.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, we're going to get the Patreon to the moon.
We're going to the moon, guys. Invest in the Patreon. We're going to the moon.
We're going to the moon. We're literally going to the moon.
This is not legal advice.
This is not legal advice.
Like, all on TikTok, because I follow on TikTok because it's mainly those are the people that are investing. They're like, you guys got to hold. I'm like, well, okay. I just like watching because it all started coming to a crash.
And yeah.
Not that I want it to come to a crash. And I think it may spike back up.
Mm-hmm.
But I know people sold, people profit took, you know, and that's what happens.
Yeah.
And because it's people are like, oh shit, I just made a whole bunch of money. I'm getting out. And when you sell, it's how the stock market works is it goes up when there's more buyers and it goes down when there's more sellers. So if, you know, regardless if a lot of people, you know, a bunch of people are holding, if people with a lot of shares sell, it's going to drive the price down. There is market manipulation as well. And was scare tactics that were selling back and forth between the hedge funds to drive the price down to try and scare people to sell off more. And it's very interesting seeing it going on because like even other billionaires are like, this is bullshit.
Oh yeah.
Like you guys are getting fucked. He's like, I'm not, cause they got enough money. They're like, I don't care what someone gonna like. Mark Cuban's like, yeah, you guys are getting fucked.
Well, yeah. And also they're probably not the guys who shorted on like, you know, GameStop and stuff.
Yeah, no. And that's fair.
I mean, it's a bizarre thing, man, but I thought it would be fun, just fun, like, you know, cool and neat for us to brainstorm some stocks that we should be taking to the moon as fans of the, or not fans, we are the podcast, we're not, I mean, I guess we're kind of fans of the podcast.
Dogecoin, too. We're taking Dogecoin to the moon.
What's Dogecoin at right now?
Oh, no. Dogecoin, I'll tell you, you want to know what Dogecoin is good for? Dogecoin is good for literally a swing trade. People, if you watch Dogecoin, it's at 3 cents right now.
Really?
Yeah, it's at 3 cents. It went up to like 8 cents, and stupid people were like, it's going to a dollar, and they got other people to invest in it. Holy Dogecoin smokes. Will probably, by the end of the month, pop again to like 7 cents, maybe 8 cents again, because it goes in these cycles where people push it, all the pumpers, all the like, because they buy in at like 3 cents or 2 cents, or it was at 1 cent, and then they do this, they go on like a cycle where they pump it because they can make like 4 or 5 times their money, some like 8 times their money, and they dump it at the top and tell everyone it's going to $100 or a dollar. No, they say it's going to a dollar. That's what everyone's saying now.
Jesus.
And I watch it because I'm like, this is what pumping and dumping, like that's illegal, like that shit. Don't invest in Dogecoin unless you want to. You can, but invest because you think it's good. Not, I mean, there's just so much Dogecoin. There's so much Dogecoin.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I miss pumping and dumping. You know what I'm saying? I miss that, but I'm a man of values now.
So what are we taking to the moon?
All right, let me just hop on the stock market right now.
All right,
is that something you can do?
I'm gonna just search stonks, and I'm gonna tell you why I believe in stonks.
All right, let's see. No. What's a shitty business?
What's a shitty business?
Yeah, that's probably public. Let's see.
But Blockbuster is still public. I think Redbox may go out of business.
Yeah, they public?
Are they? I don't know.
Redbox.
Because Redbox is similar to, you know, who you can literally rent from
But here's the thing with Redbox, right? Their overhead can't be much.
Yeah, right? But don't they have to sign a deal to get those DVDs, like they, or they have to buy them, or the video games. Who's getting video games anyway? Like, who's how? I used to use Redbox, no doubt. Are you? Have you? When's the last time you used Redbox?
I've looked at them.
Yeah. Have you used one?
It's been a minute, man.
Okay, I'm just saying. Redbox, let's invest. Let's take Redbox to the moon. Come on. It's just like AMC.
I don't think.
Oh, the AMC Hamilton's closing.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Like, for good. That's a big ass space.
AMC Entertainment Holdings right now is $8.97.
Yeah, it was at like 17.
Yeah, now it's back down. I don't know if there's. All right, what's this?
They'll probably pump it again but then I'm telling you, they'll pump it back up, and then everyone who has the share is gonna dump it.
Yeah.
And they'll be like the people who think it's gonna go to like 300. That's the problem with some of those like stocks. GameStop made sense because there was less outstanding shares and more. It was being shorted by a lot more. AMC was not being shorted that as much, and there was more shares available. So AMC was never gonna like pop to 300 like GameStop.
Yeah.
So Redbox.
I don't think they're public, dude.
What the fuck?
I think, okay, I don't know. I think
how about the film The Matrix?
The film, you think that's not public? I mean,
yeah.
There's a new Matrix coming out. Did you know that?
No, is there?
Yeah, Matrix 4, bro.
Nuh-uh.
Swear to God.
Matrix. Oh, shit. You're not making that up.
I'm not making it up, dude. Let's invest.
Let's invest today. We're taking it to the moon.
We're taking...
It's actually called Matrix 4, On the Moon.
Oh, is it really?
No.
I mean, it could have been.
It said official title has been leaked. Hold on. What am I agreeing to?
Matrix 4, On the Moon. Holy shit. It's actually
Warner
from
Brothers
this podcast.
Has responded to rumors surrounding the fourth installment of the franchise, slated to be released in December 2021. That doesn't help me with the name.
All right.
The Matrix Resurrections.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Starring Jesus.
It's interesting. Starring Jesus? It's got the guy who played Black Manta in it, I believe.
My Little Pony, This is one of the dopest rap gifts I've ever received from directors. Oh, sweet. What is this? Oh.
Oh, let's... Okay, so Zynga. Zynga?
Zynga.
You know Zynga?
Do I know Zynga? Not personally.
Zynga. So Zynga Inc., right? They are at...
What is Zynga?
$10.26. They're the people who made Farmville. Do you remember Farmville?
I remember Farmville, but I'm sure their games. Oh, wait. What? Oh, Y. Z. What is it? ZY?
ZYNGA.
Okay.
Where did it peak? Where did it peak? Oh, this is one day. How about 6 months? It peaked at $10.77.
Okay, let's see. 5 years? Oh, no, dude. This is actually a very good company. Look at their chart. Go back on 5 years.
5 years?
If you look at this company, it's actually a good investment. Solely based on the chart.
Wow.
This is how I used to trade. It's actually only going up.
Yeah, it looks like that.
They must make so much money on microtransactions.
Yeah, yeah. They probably have other games, right?
So... Yeah, this is actually a decent company. I mean, I don't know what they're... I'm just, again, this is solely looking at the chart. Any chart that goes up like that
mm-hmm.
isn't a bad chart. So I'm sure they can't have that much overhead. All right, I'm cool with... I strongly support this. Zynga.
Yeah, we're going Zynga. And... We're taking it to the moon. And then on the moon, you know what we're going to do on the moon when we get there?
We'll play Moonville.
What? Moonville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll take it to the moon, and then they can make a game called Moonville.
I wonder what other games
they
make.
And it'll be just stocks. It'll be called Stonks.
Stonks. Zynga. It reminds me of Buzzinga. Are you a fan of the Big Bang Theory?
I have seen episodes, and it's made me laugh, but I've never really given it my... It's not something where, like, I need to watch this.
In your opinion, what is the best sitcom? of all time.
Sitcom? Like,
like a laugh track sitcom.
I don't know. I laugh track sitcom. Honestly, Two and a Half Men makes me laugh a lot.
Yeah, there were some solid episodes.
Just because I watched that recently.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but Seinfeld's got to be up there, right?
Seinfeld, yeah. I mean, it's Seinfeld's iconic. Not my cup of tea all the time.
Yeah, it's fair.
But
Cheers?
Cheers? I haven't really watched that much Cheers.
Married with Children? All right, this Zynga has like a lot of games. They're Words with Friends. They have some games that I have on my had on my phone at some point that I found from Instagram ads.
All right, invest it all.
All right, we're taking it to the farm.
Taking it to the farm.
That's where they took my dog.
He's been running free ever since.
Yeah, I think they told me he's happy. So we're investing in Zynga. Stanley agrees. Actually, Stanley doesn't even agree. It's probably a good investment, to be honest.
Well, that's why. Like, that's what I'm saying. Is this is just looking at it? It's a good, as far as the chart goes. I would say this is a buy.
We are podcasters, so I take everything with a grain of salt.
I wouldn't say buy now. I would say you're probably going to get another dip down to like below 10 or even as low as 823, because actually 835 would probably be the resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, support, resistance.
Buy on the dip. Everybody always says buy on the dip.
On the dip.
One thing.
Also,
what?
Amazon. We're taking it to the moon.
Yeah, I think it's already there. Been there and back a couple times.
Well, they just had their earnings report yesterday, so they're stuck.
No more Bezos.
No?
Yeah, he stepped down as CEO.
Did he?
Yeah, breaking all the news to Dan on this pod. Today or yesterday?
Oh, damn. Then that's why it dropped.
Well, yeah, you know who's in line to be the next CEO.
Who?
Me.
You did it.
Yeah, they said, hey, man, we see you've been ordering stuff. You want to just work
here? You want to run this company?
You want to work here, dude?
Dude.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Before we get to the rec room, what's your favorite pickup line?
Hey.
Really? Yeah, does that one it works? All
right. Every time.
Yeah. I came up with one today that was a damn girl, is your period late? Because my tongue is a pregnancy test, you know?
Just kind of throw that out there. That one always. Has that worked before?
I just learned. I didn't learn it. Just I came up with it today. I just learned
this today.
Well, the guy with the headlamp came out of the bathroom and was like, hey, man, try this one. I learned it while I was digging from Chile to fucking New Jersey.
The dwarves are...
yeah.
They got an interesting sense of humor.
Yeah. But, and I mean, on that note, do you think, you know, like some guys like to be peed on? Or to pee on people.
Yeah.
Do you think girls like to do that?
I assume. Like, why not?
They might like to be peed on, but do you think they like to pee?
I'm sure they like both. I'm sure there are people out there. There's so many people that I'm sure.
Call in, folks. I mean,
let us know.
Let us know.
Bigfootsrealproof.com.
Bigfoot. Yeah. All right, so here's the rec room, man. What are you recommending?
All right, we're going with an anime.
Oh, he's still in the anime grind.
One season. That's all it is, and it's perfect. That's all it needs to be. It's called Samurai Champloo, and
what?
It's like hip hop. Samurai Champloo.
Okay.
This was recommended to me by Brandon, Tori's boyfriend.
Brandon. Shout out to Brandon.
And it's fantastic. So it's about the samurai in the Edo period of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And it opens up on this girl, Fu, who is like, she's where her parents are. Her mom died and her parents are dead. And she's working in this like tea house. And pretty much the government officials are assholes. And they're going to cut. She like spills something on a guy and he's going to cut her hand off. And then,
yikes.
And in enters Mugen, this like kind of badass, doesn't really follow anyone's rules but himself. And he'll kill you if you go, like, he just wants to find someone worthy of a fight. Because no one, like, he can beat anybody.
Yeah.
So he's like, but he has no money. And he doesn't like working for people. He only likes just doing what he wants to do. Comes in, and he's like, tries to help the girl. And she's like, no, because he's kind of an asshole. But she's like, no, screw you. And then this other dude comes in named Gene. And, or he had just come from, like, fucking up these other samurai. He comes in while the other guy's fighting these officials, and then they start fighting. And this Gene dude is like a badass who's never lost either. And like at the end of the episode, he's like, you're the only person I haven't been able to kill. And he's like, yeah, you too. And then they go with this girl on an adventure to find the man who smells of sunflowers.
Ooh.
And the whole, it's one season, and it's, but I really like the characters and the where the show goes, and it's just one season, and that was perfect. Like, it's one, it's just a story. You don't have to.
It's on Netflix or?
It's on Hulu.
Oh, Hulu.
Yeah.
Cool, man. It sounds pretty dope.
Samurai Champloo. And it's got, in the beginning, it took me a little getting used to, like, because the editing and the, but the hip hop, it's got like a hip hop vibe to it, which is. Dude, right up my alley as well.
Hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah. My recommendation is a video game called Olija.
The one you were playing?
Yeah, which I actually streamed on twitch.tv/TommyJohns if anybody wants to check out my stream. And this game was by Skeleton Crew, this Japanese developer produced by or put out by Devolver. And it's you're basically this guy who gets cast away, like, from this ship. You and like a bunch of these crewmates get cast away, and you basically go on this quest to like kind of find your crewmates, but in like you find this like magical harpoon. And basically you have to go beat this like evil that's come over the land, you know, very old school type game, like pixel art, really sweet, cool combat. You know, the fucking music is pretty dope too. I wish it was on Spotify, but I don't think it is. Sweet game. I enjoyed it. It's a pretty quick one too. I think I beat it in just over 4 hours worth of gameplay, but I think there's more I can do.
Oh, you beat it already?
Yeah, I beat
Steam?
It. Yeah, it's on Steam. It's on Switch. I think it's on everything.
Hmm.
So, it's pretty dope. Yeah. And like, you get to wear these hats. You know. Now, like one of the things is like when you can buy these hats, and each hat has like a different like extra ability, which is kind of cool. And like, you're basically collecting resources throughout each level, and you bring it back to the hat guy, and he'll make you a hat, and pretty cool. And I definitely recommend it. And I guess a little follow up on a previous recommendation is I just finished season 2 of Fleabag, which was just as good as season 1.
Oh yeah.
And it was great. I don't think there's gonna be any more seasons based on
what happened.
Yeah, I mean, like, how it ends, she kind of like makes it seem like there's no more. So, well,
I like things that are short and sweet.
Yeah.
Some things don't need to
and
keep
love my penis.
Up.
What?
Oh, also, you know, you put out a tweet about dodgeball. Kung Fu Kickball.
Kung Fu Kickball, yeah, yeah.
And it made me, I was like, I've been dying to play that.
Yeah, me
too. I just
want
to play.
I mean, I guess what's happening with that, that's also happening with Bomb Sorters, is that they, you know, saw the pandemic happen and are making sure that online is going to work well. So, you know, we'll
okay,
see.
Well, I just want to play it.
Yeah, me too.
That game is so much fun.
It really was. And I think it's probably coming soon based on how they answered. Cool. I think it's going to do it, man. Find me at twitter.com/TommyJohns, patreon.com/TommyJohns, nookshots.com. Check out Just Because, Wendigo Boys, Dan and the Beanie, Groundhog Day, and Dan at the Room Rack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Goodbye, boy.
Just fill your